Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, away we go. Welcome to show number 3082. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my car. Hi, the men's room. On tap today, who sucks less? What you don't need to know, the condiment edition. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, men's room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Clack, clack, drinkity drunk.
All right, here we go. Daytona Beach father of the year throws his five-year-old son into the Atlantic Ocean, telling him to learn how to swim. Meanwhile, a woman is rushed to the hospital after overdoing it for 3 days at a sex festival with him, him, and him. New York Yankee Stadium delayed by 25,000 bees before a game. In New Jersey, woman drives SUV into river, mistaking the gas for the brake was the blame. And Vancouver man has bat fly into his hand while he's walking. And he's dead. That's all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, remember the movie The Amityville Horror? A family is murdered in their home, then that home is sold to another family who is subsequently haunted by demons. Well, if you would like the opportunity to recreate that for yourself, there's a house in Southern California for sale. It's the same house that Rosemary and Lino LaBianca were murdered in. You probably don't know who they are, but they were the people that were murdered after Sharon Tate by the Manson family. And that's the house it happened in. Now, maybe you're more of a dystopian future type of horror movie guy. Well, you could recreate that by moving to Celebration, Florida. If it sounds familiar, Celebration, that's the city that was created by Disney. And it is creepy, and it is wrong. We'll share some of the truths about Celebration in a bit. But first, a few more horror movie scenarios. Remember Cujo? Well, a guy in Florida, he was mauled to death by a pack of dogs. His body had over 100 dog bites. In England, this is true, a woman was chased by a grunting man in a gimp suit who was wielding a knife. I believe she was walking her dog or something. And in Australia, 60 birds fell from the sky, bleeding from their eyes, and they came crashing to the ground in front of children in a schoolyard. That's right. Every once in a while, honest to God, man, these stories... These stories are insane, but every once in a while, you find yourself basically in a horror movie scenario. You didn't see it coming, but it is weird, it is creepy, and you have to deal with it. So today's question, quite simply, is then, what was your horror movie moment?
Be part of the big show, call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hi, Michelle. Here we go. Welcome to show number 3082. The larger in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat is once again the exciting return of Who Sucks Less? Steve the Thrill Hill. Somehow you find three stories each and every week in the news that are
easy.
Not positive. They are just absolutely sucky. But it is up to us to determine of the three stories that you bring to us, which one sucks the least as far as our stories go today. How are we looking on the degree of awfulness?
You know what? Again, and I've tried to lay off the awful, because the awful is awful, awful. This would still make you mad, though. That you can't escape being mad, because in the end, you go, damn it, we share the planet with these people.
Who Sucks Less on the way? What you don't need to know, the condiment edition. Every state's got a favorite condiment. We'll bring them to you. Believe it or not, on this list, depending on what you consider a condiment, by definition, a condiment is anything added to a food to enhance its flavor other than another food.
Right.
So, I mean, ranch dressing is not a food. It is. It's a condiment.
I would agree that that's a condiment.
So there are some things on there that are...
Was there anything on there that you disagree with it being a condiment, in spite of its definition?
Yes. But like, yes, there are a few.
But like ranch dressing, that's a condiment. Yeah, cheese dressing, you gotta call it. Cause
balsamic
what
olive oil or some balsamic thing on there. I was like, I guess it's a condiment, but...
But does anyone do it for taste?
Well, it's one of the state's favorite condiments.
Oil, really?
Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff.
Well, balsamic, for sure.
Balsamic, absolutely.
So what you don't need to know is all about the condiment. Yes, there are some basic ones out there, and there's only a couple of them that are really home state driven as far as, look, we make the condiment, it's going to be the condiment that everyone eats. There's only a few states that actually do that.
Do condiments, well, this also include dry stuff?
They do not.
Okay, so no spices or anything
like
that.
All right, it's all condiments coming up with what you don't need to know. We'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. Another round of profile this. And our question today, what was your horror movie moment? We'll start with this one. Horror. This home is a realtor's dream. It says great neighborhood, spacious, gorgeous grounds, expansive, impressive postcard views in front and back. It is so spectacular, according to the realtor, Robert Gambalvo. What isn't evident by looking in the house is its history. The house is a dream, but what happened here is everyone's worst nightmare. What made the house famous, or perhaps infamous, is what Gambalvo is disclosing. In 1969, the home was the site of the Rosemary and Lino LaBianca murders committed by the Manson family. Day after the murders of Sharon Tate and four others. It is going to be interesting. I talked to a lot of people to try to figure out, is it a detractor or is it not a detractor? It's all over the board. He added, it's been nearly 50 years. I'm not so sure that it's going to be a big deal for some people. If a buyer can get past the history of the house, the 1,600 square foot, two bedroom, one and a half bath house on Waverly Drive is listed at, anybody have any guesses again?
I saw the answer earlier, and for the same reason you enunciated that stuff, I was just, you've got to be kidding.
1,600 square feet, two bedrooms, one and a half bath, which means that you're sharing a bathtub or a shower.
Mm-hmm.
You get a half bath too, so you can at least take a poop in peace. What do you think that goes for in this lovely area in California? Ted,
any guesses? The area again?
This is, I'm assuming it's in the Hollywood Hills.
That is my assumption.
The house with views of the San Gabriel Mountains is being shown by appointment only. I'm not sure exactly, but this is a pretty well-to-do area.
Great it's an neighborhood. Affluent area.
I'll say a mil and a half.
It is. You're very close. I say just under $2 million. So just a little under $1 million for each bedroom.
Oh, for each of the people murdered.
He says, I think there's a bit of a discount on that, by the way. The house, the couple who owns it, I guess, they felt home enough to live there for two decades. They put an offer all those years ago, knowing the home's history, and they are confident others will as well. We don't want someone to go into escrow and find out later about the events that happened a long time ago. So they're just saying, hey, look, just so you know, this is the deal. House next door has also been in the news. It's the convent that Katy Perry has been trying to buy.
Now I would not buy it. Because there's a chance that Katy Perry could be my neighbor.
That would be weird.
That would bother me more than living. And look, I don't want to live in a house where I know a murder has happened.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of Katy Perry being my neighbor, and I don't know why, that bothers me more. But Ted, now, we've brought this up before. I guess it's the first place you moved into, whatever, but the basement apartment.
Oh, yeah, in Baltimore.
Two different people had died in
that
basement, right?
Yeah, and you could still see the, like, the one guy died from a fire because he fell asleep with a cigarette.
Okay.
I mean, so they had put in other 2x4s, but the original ones were still up there, just charred.
I know it's not funny. I just Look, typically your first place is also your worst place. And
yeah,
no
my,
doubt
my first place was Charlie's.
That
Charlie
was
well.
Your worst, but two people that, had died.
Two people had died in there.
And but then on separate events.
It
wasn't the same thing.
Yeah, nobody else would live down there. They thought it was bad luck.
Because two people died.
And you said, well, so, I'll take it.
$150 a month.
Oh,
for that room.
I get it. But did it bug you? I understand economically.
I slept with a light on every for the year I lived there. I swear to God.
Well, you explained how the one fire happened. The guy fell asleep with a cigarette. Do you know how the other fire started?
I don't know if they're both. My bad. I don't know if they're both from fires. I just know two people that died in the basement.
You don't know how the other guy died, though?
No. So nobody else would ever stay there. So then I was like, all right, screw it. Like $150 a month, I'm in.
For $150 a month, sure.
I had four mattresses on the floor.
For what, twins?
I was trying to make the bed bigger.
Okay.
Originally, I just had, right, basically, like, I had nothing. So they were just like, we have these extra mattresses. They're like, cool. And then there was a toilet and a sink, but there was no shower. And then
was it an open air? Was it like a Pittsburgh-style toilet? Was it just open air by itself with nothing surrounding it?
No, it was,
there was an enclosure.
There was an enclosure. So it was a bathroom. But that bathroom also, keep in mind, it's like a townhouse in the middle of the city. So my window was kind of like a little bit above where my bed was.
Yeah.
So in the wintertime, when it would snow, I had a little heater in there. I'm lucky I didn't die. But the rats would scratch at my window because it was warm in there. And they would like tunnel through the snow and try to get in my window.
This is like a Christmas story.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like a wintertime Christmas
story.
Please
more, sir.
Please let us in. Yeah, it's so cold in this Baltimore freezing
and
country.
And Ted became the rat king, the little rat.
We would scratch at his window and he'd open it and let us warm up.
I mean, to put
in the basement where the people die.
Oh, no. String cheese, thank you.
We couldn't believe he survived for the full year. He was there.
I mean, we had a beer pong table downstairs and people just, this is how dirty it was. People just crushed bottles. Like, you just smashed the bottles on the floor in the corner.
And this is where you live, or where your room. This, there's broken glass
in the corner.
A history
wide
of death.
Door.
Rats scratching at the window, man.
Yeah.
That is a horror movie.
Hustler.
Wow.
I woke up to this sound every night.
Was anyone ever getting laid in there?
Upstairs.
Okay.
Could you hear
it? The only time I got close to getting laid, the person in question, like...
Her pimp showed up.
No, honestly, she was just so drunk. Eventually, I was just like, I'm walking you upstairs.
Yeah, you're not staying in my...
You're not staying in the death room. Yeah, you're too drunk.
You're not good enough for this place.
Too drunk for the death room?
I mean, this was the same time in my life where, like... I went upstairs and ate half a sandwich out of my buddy's trash can.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you lived in the death room. Yeah. I think it's okay.
It was a breakfast sandwich from Eddie's, though.
We know the story of...
So if you're going to eat trash, eat good trash.
We know the story of Misery.
That's right, Robin.
Smoking like a true raccoon.
The Kathy Bates movie, where she ties up the actor.
Misery.
The author.
Yeah.
Yeah, Misery, correct. This is on a similar tip. But a Florida man allegedly used scissors to cut off the penis of a man he suspected of sleeping with his wife.
Suspected or new?
According to the Gilchrist County Sheriff's Office, they arrested Alex Bonilla on Sunday. He is 49 years old. He is accused of breaking into the victim's home, holding him at gunpoint and tying him to the bed before cutting off his penis with scissors. The unnamed victim was transported to the hospital and is in stable condition. He told deputies Bonilla fled the scene with his severed penis. According to the report,
he took his penis?
He did. Bonilla was arrested a couple hours after. No additional evidence was found in the countywide search. Do we understand what they were saying?
They don't know where his penis is.
Correct.
Who's the cop that has to tell the guy, hey man, we found the guy that did this to you. We don't know where your penis is.
Authorities did not specify whether the victim's penis was recovered, although they accidentally specified that it was not. Authorities are still working to determine the motive, according to a press release. However, Bonilla told deputies he caught the victim sleeping with his wife in May, according to a police report. Two children were inside the home during the attack.
Jeez.
Charges against Bonilla include aggravated assault, armed battery, and burglary. A judge set Bonilla's bond at $1.25 million.
Yeah, but he's still getting checks from the Mets.
Over $1 million. What was your horror movie moment? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chelsea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
So, this was about a couple of years back. We were driving to Eastern Washington to pick up one of our dogs. And we had been driving for a few hours. We decided we were going to stop and grab something to drink. And we ended up in this creepy little town called Pomeroy. And we're driving through. It's summertime. It's like 5 o'clock at night. We realize there's no other cars on the road. Most of the buildings in town were all boarded up. It felt super creepy. the only people we ran into were when we drove past a park, there were just two little girls swinging on a swing set by themselves.
Come on.
Yeah, it was
do
really
little
creepy.
Girls
I was
know
like, get the hell out of here.
Do little girls know how creepy they are if they're just on a swing set by themselves saying nothing? And right. Look, I don't know if horror movies made that scenario creepy or if little girls were actually creepy when they're quietly...
Or a seesaw.
Well, I mean, look...
Maybe a little bit of both.
I don't know, man. There's something... I don't know. Like, if you're not with other kids and you have a daughter, because it's not boy. A boy on a swing set, you're just like, whatever. Somehow a little girl on a swing set saying nothing...
You know what, and you're not far off. If you take a road trip someplace, especially when you're on a road you've never been to, going through little towns, and Ted, I know you said you've driven out in eastern Oregon, and just how desolate
the
it
Oregon
is.
The Oregon Outback.
Yeah, just how crazy it is as far as...
G'day, Mike.
You know, you better fill up your gas here, because if you don't, you know, there's not going to be gas.
It's another 100 miles.
Exactly. So, like, but it's got to be even weird when you stop. I mean, I was in southwestern Oregon, and I mean, I just... There were times where I was like, man, oh, man, this place is weird.
But wait, see, I think, Chelsea, I think your situation's creepy. I don't know what it is. Just the idea that these two freaky-ass girls are swinging on that swing set, I know it's ridiculous. I'm a grown man. Mm-hmm. But I would say what you said, which is we need to go.
Have any of you ever been out to Pomeroy before?
Well, I don't believe so. It doesn't sound like the hot spot.
You gave it a glowing review, yeah, but no, right. I have not.
You mean stayed at the bed and breakfast there?
No, this is just, I mean, I just thought it was creepy, especially 5 o'clock at night. You don't see anybody out. And like I said, most of the buildings were all boarded up and
why?
You didn't see anybody driving out there. It was just eerie.
Where were you getting your dog from? Why did you have to drive through that town to get your dog?
This was in Pullman.
Ah, okay.
Okay, all right.
And we live out in Tacoma, so it was a bit of a drive.
We've done some things. We've taken a lot of road trips in our time, and we one in particular. The last time we stayed in a hotel room, I honest to God was laying there in the bed, and I thought to myself, we might not be alive tomorrow.
It's just what I'm thinking of.
It is exactly
okay,
what you're thinking.
Yeah. So
this is one
this
of those
place. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah, there's like a chance you're going to die in your room.
There really was. I mean,
and it's your own fault.
It was just. It was absolutely...
Was it a motel?
Yes.
Yes.
And I feel like when you check in, they're almost like, hey, remember something. You chose to stay here.
You want
to
rent a gun?
you might need it.
Bring it back at 10 a.m. when you check out. I'll give it to you. You might need it.
The Wiggly Brothers might be coming around.
Here, you know how to work this thing? I'm just going to give it to you.
Right.
Don't even need to rent it. You pay me for the bullets you use.
I can chain up the pit bull up front if you need me to.
There was a town we were talking about the other day in Oregon...
The Dales?
So when I drove through there, kind of like what that lady was saying, it was like dusk, and there was nobody out.
And that's a Columbia River Gorge, so it kind of looks like, you know.
And then there was just this random small dog, like, crossing the street. And I stopped, I let it cross, and then I was like, this is weird.
Did you run the window that dog anybody cross. Or anything?
Yeah. I mean, I you know me, I said something to it, but it seemed like a dog that was on a walk, but there was no human in sight beside, and there's no other cars. I can't explain it to
you.
You
know, the last time somebody didn't let that dog cross the road.
Was it a coyote?
That dog ate that man.
No, it wasn't a coyote.
Okay.
It literally was like a 10-pound dog.
It could be a pet cemetery dog. See, that's what goes through your mind in those situations.
That place in Oregon where I had that turkey just run up to me, look at me, like, he flying. I mean, I'm flying up this field. And
is that a horror movie?
He's got this, no. It was just so weird. He's got this big blue neck. It's out in the middle of nowhere. And he runs up like, this turkey is going to attack me.
How tall was he?
He, with his neck up, he was probably 4 feet.
So that's a horror movie.
And then he ran up to him and he stopped and he stuck his neck up. And I went, what's up, turkey? Kind of like Mark Wahlberg, you know? Like, I mean, I didn't know what to say. Like,
how's your mother?
How's your mom doing?
You don't know what to say. You don't have to say anything. It's a turkey.
And then he looks at me, he cocks his head a couple times, he turns around, he runs the F back. I mean, full speed sprint. It was absolutely bizarre.
How long did you see this turkey? This is so
he's
weird.
He's running up the field at me.
But I'm saying, how long? Is it like 10 seconds?
It's 100 yards. He's sprinting. I mean, and turkeys can run pretty fast. You'd be surprised. And I look at him. I couldn't figure out what he was at first. I was like, this isn't
so
hostile.
What were you prepared to do? Did you think, like,
I didn't know.
I got to defend myself?
Are you in a field?
Yeah, I just stood there. Like, I was on a trail. And I'm like, all right, here comes this turkey. So.
You don't have any turkey training in Boy Scouts?
No. I didn't know what the hell to do, but he just stopped and looked at me, and I was like, this place is weird.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, what do you do? But this turkey didn't do anything. It just left.
Yeah.
You're not even worth attacking.
Yeah, when you stare at an animal, though, like, when I was in Montana, I was taking a pee outside of the trailer I was staying in.
And class.
The house was
all
full.
All class. All
the house was full, so my buddy's parents were like, you and you out in the trailer. Thanks.
Cool. Heater doesn't work, but you'll be fine.
It was a lot of fun. But in the morning time, I got up and I'm peeing in the yard and I look up and it is just the largest deer I've ever seen in my life. But he's as close as Thrill is to me. Same thing, just staring at me. So I stopped peeing.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, I was just like, hey,
why
deer.
Are you looking at my junk?
That's the weird thing about
animals.
It's
just awkward. Like, why is he just staring
at
me?
Well, maybe the deer felt bad, like, ah, dude, I don't know your junk was out, man. Sorry.
And why do we think we can talk to the animals when we're alone with them and they'll understand what the hell we're talking about? Because that's what I did, like.
Because you don't know that they can't.
What's up, Mr. Turkey? How are you? What's going on?
You know when that turkey ran away? It's like, my God, he can talk to us.
I realized, like, I hope no one saw that because I'm sitting here talking to a turkey.
Yeah, it's better than talking to yourself.
No, because at least with yourself, it is. You know you're listening.
Look, if you're talking,
you understand yourself.
If I see you out in the field and you're talking to yourself, I go, hey, man, there's a crazy man out
there.
No, field.
You can
if
talk
I see, in the middle, you're talking to yourself in the middle of the field.
No, I'm talking
if
myself.
If I see you talking to
man,
a turkey.
I need to take out the trash. Tomorrow's trash day. But I'm talking to myself.
But if I see you talking to a turkey.
Then you're going to think I'm nuts.
I still think you're crazy, but I understand he's talking to the turkey. You're crazy if you're waiting for the turkey to respond. Everyone speaks to their animals. What's mm-hmm. up, cat? Hey, dog. If you wait because you think your dog's going to say, I had a pretty good day today, then there's something right. wrong. So you're not crazy to talk to the turkey. You're just crazy talking to yourself.
What was your horror movie moment? 844-999-OLA.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Caca! Caca! What's up, guys?
How you doing, James?
Man? Great. So I was driving down Greenwood a couple of years ago. Something smacks my car. The entire front half is covered. Turn the wind to car.
All this yeah. what? Man, your phone keeps okay. cutting out.
So I was driving down Greenwood a couple of years ago and heard this loud noise and my entire car got covered.
Oh my
fell
God.
From the sky.
James, just call us back, man.
Yeah, your phone's all
call us back.
We got the party driving down Greenwood.
We've gotten that far.
I told you where the party was at. You never showed up. What's wrong with your phone?
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, this happened about 12 years ago. I was working up in Federal Way at the amusement park, and I was a lifeguard. And it was, the park was closing, and every lifeguard has to watch the water until security comes through and clears it, that it's okay to leave, that no more guests are in the park.
All right.
And I'm there with another lifeguard, this young girl. I'm like 16 at the time. I think she's about 16. And we're chatting it up. All of a sudden, I start to notice that it's getting dark, like real dark. And I'm like, okay, security hasn't come by yet. And we're like, we'll give it a few more minutes, see what happens. We wait. Still, nobody comes and clears us. And it's like pitch black at this time. So we're like, okay, we should leave. All of a sudden, most of the lights in the park go out. They keep lights on.
Well, sure.
Just so, like, when you drive by, you can see them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty much, like, dark. So we have to make our way through the park to the employee entrance, which is on the other side. And as we're making our way through the park, we have to go by all of the carnival rides, everything. And they still have the music on. They have that, like, creepy carnival music.
Everything
on.
At a carnival is creepy.
Did you hook up with a girl?
No.
You blew it.
I did.
You had the perfect opportunity right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horror movie moment. That's when the guy and the girl start making out.
Like, look, we're going to die.
Yeah. I mean, then he gets stabbed in the back by something. But, still.
But it goes all the way through and kills both.
But you got kissed.
I learned that from but you got kissed.
I mean, you got kissed.
It's worth the spear.
Not exactly.
For my spleen.
Someone's coming behind you. They will murder you.
I saw boob.
What was your, well, everyone who saw the movie did. What was your horror movie moment? 844-999. Hold on, more of your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in the know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hola, bichola. You have entered the men's room.
Dozens and dozens of birds fell from the sky, bleeding from their eyes and beaks. In a scene bird rescuers described as being like something out of a horror movie in South Australia. The birds were literally falling out of the trees in front of one rescuer, falling out of the sky. The founder of Casper's Bird Rescue told The Guardian only two or three were actually deceased. The rest were just screaming on the ground. They couldn't fly anymore. They were bleeding out of their mouths. But ultimately, more than 60 birds died. According to reports, just one bird survived the incident. The rescuers suspect some type of mass poisoning. This species of Corella is considered a pest in South Australia and is listed as unprotected, so there is a good chance that someone did try to or did poison these birds. The problem with this was that this happened at an elementary school, One Tree Hill Primary School. The birds landed on the grounds there and basically said that the children were, quote, horrified.
I bet they were.
Seizures on the ground in front of horrified care children with blood coming out of their mouths and screaming, having seizures. Our question, what was your horror movie moment? 844-999-OLA.
There's no way those kids are not messed up. There's no way those kids aren't messed up. But Miles and I were talking during the break, and we said, man, what could have been, it's not a horror movie, but one of the most devastating things that could have happened to children around the world. 1986, the Space Shuttle Challenger explodes. And remember, the teacher was on that space shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
The reason the teacher got the gig is because originally NASA wanted to send up Big Bird, believe it or not, to go up. Seriously, they wanted to send Big Bird up with the astronauts to get kids interested in space science.
Well,
they couldn't figure out how to do it because the costume's too big, and obviously they're not going to retrofit the shuttle for a Muppet. But had they figured out how to do that, I just want you to think about all those kids, and you're all glued to the TV because here's Big Bird that's going to go into space.
And look, we had
literally yellow feathers raining down over Florida.
We had Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, the guy, what was his name? The captain that was on in the morning.
Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo was on the morning.
What was his name?
I can't remember.
Have some respect.
He wasn't that great. As a person, he was pretty cool. But as a character on television, he was not that entertaining.
Cooler in person, yes.
But with that said, Big Bird was a global ambassador for children. Sesame Street was shown on over 50 countries at that time. There's a reason that you see Big Bird walking on the Great Wall of China holding kids' hands or in
the
Taj Mahal, or it wasn't just children here in the United States.
Yeah, this is a global phenomenon.
He is the biggest children's character maybe ever around the world at
that
once.
Time, sure, man.
So,
and you're going to put him on the shuttle and the thing explodes, but just imagine how devastated, how many kids, I mean, it would have been a snot fest around the world. Mm-hmm. There have been inconsolable children.
It was still very bad knowing that it was a teacher.
It was bad.
We were all in class watching this thing, you know, so that was another big thing, was because, hey, this is the first time a teacher is ever going to get the opportunity to go into space.
A civilian, yeah.
We're in a classroom with our teacher, and we're watching this.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't watch it for very long.
Oh, no.
What was your horror movie moment? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. So
John, Johnny, there.
So, yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, man. What happened?
So, my situation is not necessarily something that was like out of a horror movie, but it was definitely freaky. What happened was a few years back, you know, I was kind of in a bad way, in my life and emotionally and stuff like that. And I kind of came out of the shower and I found myself saying out loud, like, God, if you're there, can you give me some kind of sign? And then all of a sudden, one of my kids' toys, which was in a pile, you know, in the living room, it was one of those, it was like a toy phone or something like that,
mm-hmm.
something that, you know, kids play with and it reacts to them and says things. All of a sudden, this toy phone is just like, hello.
Would you like
and
a roast beef sandwich?
It was absolutely the most free thing that I've ever experienced in my entire life.
You tell me. Well, wait. Did it make you feel good or bad?
What's that?
Did it make you feel good or bad?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.